Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome into the Illini Inquirer podcast. Jeremy Warner, Illini Inquirer publisher, here with you. And as we wait for Illinois to make official and hire their next assistant coach to fill out this staff, I figured it was a good time to kind of dive more into the man they've already hired to replace one of the spots vacated by Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman, now at Kentucky. And that's somebody a lot of Illini fans know pretty well, Chester Frazier, former Illini guard, played with Illinois from 2005 to 2009 under Bruce Weber, made three tournaments in four seasons with Chester, and he was a captain on two of those teams. Nobody who was around those programs, including myself, who was a young student reporter when Chester Frazier was an Illini player, was in the same class as Chester at the University of Illinois. None of us are surprised Chester went on to become a coach. I had him even on record. Like, he was on record, and he spoke about it often with us media, that he eventually wanted to be a coach. So not a surprise, but he comes back to his alma mater, joins Brad Underwood, who those two are all about toughness, and it makes sense from that kind of fit. But Chester has really proven himself as a high major assistant basketball coach over the last 9 years. And we're going to dive into a little bit more Chester's background from two people who got to know him pretty well. The first we'll have on this podcast is one of Chester's former Illini teammates. You've heard him on this podcast before, Trent Meacham. He was a co-captain with Chester Frazier on the 08-09 team that even Trent admitted in this pod exceeded expectations. I gave him more credit for the talent that they had than even he did. But that team finished second in the Big Ten, made the NCAA tournament as a 5 seed. And without Chester Frazier due to an injury, a hand injury, they were upset by Western Kentucky. But they overachieved greatly that year in large part because of their team leader, Chester Frazier. So we dive into Trent, what he knew about him as a player, what he learned about him as a teammate, and what he thinks about him as an assistant coach. And then we get more insight into him as a staffer. Matt McCumber, a Tuscola native, who is a former Illini team manager for one of the best periods of Illinois basketball ever, 01 to 05. He joins us to chat about Chester and his time with Frazier on the Kansas State staff under Bruce Weber from 2013 to 2017. Matt also was an assistant coach at Tennessee Martin after a stop at Kansas State, and really knows the industry very well and Chester very well from their 4 years together in Manhattan, Kansas. So let's dive in, learn more about Chester Frazier as a coach, as a teammate, and of course, as a recruiter as well. So next coming up, Trent Meacham breaks down his 4 years with Chester Frazier in Illini uniform. That's next on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Trent Meacham, you and Chester Frazier came into Illinois at the same time. You, a Champaign Centennial native, a townie, transferring from Dayton, and Chester, I looked this up, he was the number 303 recruit in the class of 2005 out of Baltimore. What were your initial impressions of Chester Frazier?
How about that pickup for Bruce Weber? Yeah, my initial reaction from Chester is he's as real as it gets. You know, it was evident from day one that everybody knows how tough of a competitor he was, and that was evident in pickup games over the summer. He just brought that intensity every day. But the biggest thing for me is he's genuine, he's real, he's a truth teller. And because of that, combined with his work ethic, everybody respected him. And I think that's, you know, the same case as him as a coach. So I'm just thrilled for his progression as a coach. I think it's awesome that he's back here in Illinois. But I have a ton of respect for him, have as much respect for him as a teammate than any guy I played with throughout my career. So love that guy, and I'm thrilled for him to be back here in Champaign.
Yeah, I want to dive into that, Trent. But first, do you have any pickup game stories? Like, did he do anything ridiculous, anything that stands out?
Oh, man, do I have any stories? You know, one big thing that I remember, though, is his freshman year, my redshirt year. You know, D. Brown is an All-American, the Cousy Award winner, a great, great player. And Coach Weber and his staff, they had to take Chester off him in practice because Chester's intensity day in, day out, how physical he was, but also he's such a good defender that D wasn't in the flow that we needed D to be in because he was our best player. But Chester was just disrupting him so much daily in practice as a freshman that then I think the staff put me on D there for a few weeks and D got his confidence going. But it speaks to Chester's, you know, just the energy and the intensity that he brought every day. Didn't matter what it was. If it was a simple drill, if it was pickup game in the summer, man, he always came with 100% effort. And that's exactly what you wanted as a teammate.
Would D admit that story?
I don't know. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if the coaches – really how what they communicate with D, but I just remember being communicated that, and the next thing I know it, I'm guarding D in practice. So I can't verify if D knows it or not, but I just know that I was assigned to guard D in practice.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of that, Chester is the starting point guard after D. I can't imagine, you know, trying to fill those shoes. How did he handle that, Trent?
Well, I thought Chester always handled things with the best effort, the best attitude. Did he always play the best? Of course not. Was he as good of a college player as D. Brown? No, he wasn't. But was he a leader from day one? Did he always bring it on both ends of the court? Was he an incredible teammate and leader? 100% of the time. He was. He's exactly what you want from a coach as in your leader for the team. As a teammate, he's exactly what you want in terms of this is a guy who's going to go to war with you every night, who's going to lay it on the line, who loves seeing his teammates have success. So, like I said, I've played with a lot of guys, college, professionally, you know, especially as a pro, you change teams every year. Chester, there's never been – I've never had a better teammate than Chester. Mm-hmm. There's two or three other guys that come to my mind that are up there with him, but no one better than Chester. So I thought he handled that very well. And, you know, he's just such a tough and resilient individual, high character that from what I've observed, he's handled darn near everything with great class and toughness and, you know, always seems to get the most out of himself. And I think he's doing that as a coach, getting the most out of his players.
Speaking of adversity, Sean, like your junior year, you guys faced a lot. For people that don't remember, you guys had a lot of turmoil, the Jamar Smith, Brian Carwell situation, the accident. Chester's dad died that year. He had locker room issues. It all culminated in a 16-19 season, but you guys made a run in the Big Ten tournament to the title game. That's a lot to go through. What did you see through Chester about like all of that? Because that's a lot coming at a young, 20-year-old all at the same time.
Yeah, we got booed, and Chester was, yelled at, shoot the ball, and all sorts of things. And when you have some perspective, and I think Chester, one thing about him, he has a lot of perspective because of the life that he had lived up till that point, at 18, 19 years old. You mentioned he lost his dad that year, how he had to kind of grit and grind his way up through school and into prep school and then to University of Illinois. I don't think he was fazed too much by that adversity. Mm. I think other individuals, whether it's myself or others, hadn't maybe felt pressure, responsibility, challenge like that. I don't think Chester was swayed too much by that. And here's the thing with Chester, he only knows one speed and that's all out. Mm-hmm. He only knows one way to, which is just like the utmost, love and passion for what he's doing and who he's doing it with, and win, lose, draw, victory, defeat. That's what he brought every day. And I think that's what made him special as a player, allowed him to make the most of his abilities. And I think that's what's allowed him to succeed up to this point as a coach. Yeah. And bring so much to each team he's with, because he brings that same passion and energy every day. And he does it in a very genuine way. There's nothing fake or phony about him. And, that's what I get back to, why I always respected him so much. And why I've been such a big fan of his, him as a coach, is because he's real and he cares for what he does and who he does it with.
Yeah, and your senior year, Trent, I always say it was one of my favorite Bruce Weber teams to watch, because it just felt like that's a Bruce Weber team. You guys were not a lot of highly ranked guys outside of Dimitri McKamey, but you and Chester were captains on that team. Sean Pruitt and Brian Randall were gone. We had Dimitri, Mike Davis, Mike Tisdale. And there was some pressure on Bruce going into that year, but you guys end up going 24-10, finished second in the Big Ten, earn a 5 seed. What was Chester's influence on that team? It felt like as the unquestioned leader with a talented younger group.
Jeremy, we were not talented at all.
Well, I thought the younger guy.
I think I had the best pro career out of anybody on that team. I played the longest. I played at the highest level, and that's not saying a whole lot when you have a just an average size white guy from townie from Champaign that had to walk on for a year in Illinois. So our talent level was not very good. Yes, Dimitri was one guy that had some talent. Mike Davis, Mike Tisdale were good. But Chester, I was a captain, but Chester was our unquestioned leader with what he brought every day. And, without him, and we experienced that in the Big Ten tournament, the NCAA tournament, unfortunately, our guy, our leader, our chief wasn't there on the court with us. We suffered because of that. But throughout the course of the year, I think we never had a two-game losing streak until the final two games in the Big Ten tournament, NCAA tournament, and that was without Chester. So he just kept us on the right path. He had the combination of not only leading by example, but also not being afraid to use his voice. And when he spoke up, everybody listened because he was so well-respected. So, I thought he was just a lot of fun and terrific to play with. Very difficult to compete against every day in practice, would never let you down with his effort, and would be willing and able to call you out if you weren't bringing the effort and the focus that's needed. So, yeah, he was, I learned a lot from him, just playing alongside him in the backcourt, being in the locker room with him. And like I said, someone that I respected from day one, when we ride on campus together, but was really cool to see through the ups and downs, through the adversity of that junior season, and then to have a very, surprising season in terms of being the second runner up in the Big Ten, a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, very much, I'd say, outperforming our talent level. And that's because Chester was that leader for us.
Yeah, you were overachievers, but you did have top 40 prospect Alex Legion coming off the bench. So I do want to clear that up, Trent.
There we go.
I do want to ask, did you always know he'd be a coach?
Yeah, I did. And I think he was pretty vocal about that. And so I think we all knew that. And he was playing well as a pro. I only played 2 years. It's interesting. The coach he played for his first year as a pro, I played for that coach and that team the next season when Chester came back and was a GA with Bruce Weber. And then when Chester went back overseas with a different team in Germany, was with that same coach. So we played for the same coach overseas, and he could have played for a long time. He was improving as a player, but he always wanted to coach. He expressed that. He had a great relationship with Coach Weber. He was able to kind of get by with saying things to coach that the rest of us couldn't. Just I don't know what it was, but he could say things and kind of speak back even to coach, but do it in a way. I think Coach Weber just respected him so much that he was able to get by with that. And it was no surprise that he got into coaching. And here's the thing with Chester is that he loved helping guys get better. He loved seeing his teammates have success. That's pretty rare in this, you know, this day and age, this world, and even in a team sport, there's so much pressure on each individual to perform well. You want to play, and that's important. But he loved seeing his teammates have success, and that was a special thing to see and to witness.
And it tells you a lot about what Bruce thought of Chester at, what, age 25, 26, to give him a full assistant job with no experience outside of his playing career. And it seemed like Chester kind of ran with it and did a really, really good job at Kansas State. So how much did you keep in touch, or how closely did you follow once you got into the coaching business, Trent?
Well, I've always followed Bruce Weber because that was my coach, and I have a lot of appreciation and respect for Coach Weber. So, and then with Chester as well, someone that I played with, that I went to battle with, that I respected. So I was really happy to see the run that they had in K-State. That's not an easy place to do it at. And I hear people questioning, can Chester recruit and what's he done? I don't follow recruiting that closely, but I do know Chester will bring it every day. I do know people will respect him, and I think that speaks volumes in any profession, but especially as you're dealing with families and parents and young individuals and coaches, he's going to keep it real. And so I've followed Chester. I actually caught up with him about a month ago, quite extensively for the first time in a little while. And I just told him how much I was, how excited I was for his success. And I had no idea that he'd be back here a month later. So I'm just thrilled for him. And it's going to be fun for to have him and his family in this community. And like I've said, he's not here because he's a former Illini. That's just icing on the cake as it concerns me. He's very deserving to be an assistant at a Big Ten school, at a school like Illinois. He's qualified to be an assistant coach anywhere. And I think he's going to be a great head coach one day.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what do you think he's capable of as an assistant on Brad Underwood's staff at a school he coached at and in a program that the last 2 years has as many wins as anybody in the Big Ten?
Well, I think he brings so much passion to what he does, and he's going to bring that wherever he's at. But when you're now representing that school that you played for, you put that uniform on, I think that just adds to it. And also, I think he really fits Brad Underwood's personality. Agreed. I think the culture that Brad's developed here has been phenomenal, and I think Chester fits right into that. I think he'll add to it. I thought Brad put together just a terrific staff from day one. I love Jamal Walker, but then bringing in Orlando and Chin were great hires. Steven Gentry, then bringing him in. So he's done a great job, and I've had people ask me, what's going to happen now? First of all, you can't be upset, if your assistants are leaving to Kentucky, potentially Gonzaga, who knows? That's not like they're fleeing for some mid-major or anything. But I think Brad's going to do a great job of filling out his staff, however that looks. And I think Chester is a home run hit. And I think Chester's going to be terrific on the practice floor, kids' homes, recruiting, on the recruiting trail. He's just going to be very good for those guys in the program, on the court, off the court, just because of his character and his work ethic.
Trent Meacham, you're the goods. Thanks for the insight on who you say is one of the best teammates you've had, and obviously a close friend as well. Trent, thanks for the insight on Chester, man.
Appreciate you having me on, Jeremy. And yes, I'm thrilled for Chester to be back. I think it's a great great hire for Coach Underwood, so it should be exciting.
Great stuff as always from Trent Meacham on the playing career this time of Chester Frazier. When we come back, let's learn more about Chester Frazier's development as a coach back on the Kansas State staff with somebody who is on that staff with him. Matt McCumber is up next on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get another side of Chester Frazier, and joining us now is Matt McCumber, who worked with Chester Frazier on the Kansas State staff from 2013 to 2017. And Matt, before we get into that, I wanted to ask you, of course, of that coaching perspective. Yet you were a student manager for Illinois during a heck of a time. I think it was 114 and 25, three Big Ten titles when you were a manager. Do you remember Chester as a recruit coming here? Like, do you have any recruit stories with Chester?
I remember him being there on his official visit. I remember sitting up in the oven offices, and at a time where the coaches really couldn't watch, but we could be up there as student managers, obviously, and we could be on the floor, but watch him go and play with the guys. And I remember, this dude is a bulldog. Like, maybe at that time didn't have the greatest shot, but he locked up everybody that he guarded, and he wanted to guard the best player. And just watching him, I was like, we didn't have a defensive player like that on our team. I mean, D, yes, but to the point to where that was his main focus. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that. I remember talking to Gary Nottingham after. I was like, this is somebody that can fill a void once D leaves. So that is one thing I do remember about Chester.
Yeah. So I guess you saw Illinois basketball at its best, Matt, and the last 2 years have kind of been a glimpse back to that. So before I dive into what you saw at Kansas State, when you saw Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman are leaving, that's a lot of uncertainty. So what do you think Chester, like his hire right away, how does he help Brad Underwood?
Yeah, I think it's a stabilizer. From the get-go, you got a guy that has worn that Illini jersey. You got a guy that's young and hungry, that is a heck of a competitor, and somebody that is going to be able to really bond with these players from the get-go. I think one of his best attributes is his relationships with the players. The players love him. He is there hours before. He's there hours after. He's playing them one-on-one. He is getting to know them. His door is always open, and guys want to be around him. And I think immediately they are going to gravitate towards him because he can, you know, he's still relatively young, 35, mm-hmm. and he can really still talk the talk with the players. And again, one of his best attributes, and I think it really helps legitimize losing two big dogs, really, and kind of bring some stability to the team.
Yeah. So Chester got there in 2012, and he was a young assistant. I mean, Bruce really, you can tell how much he thinks of Chester by taking a chance at Chester that early in his career. So when you got there at Kansas State on the staff, I think Chester was there for a year. Like, what was your immediate impression of him as an assistant?
Yeah, you know, so I think Chester only had a year as a grad assistant at Illinois. I know he was playing overseas for a little bit, but, you know, he didn't have years of maybe a GA and then a director of operations and then special assistant to head coach or anything like that. So I was really anxious to see how he would be, because sometimes you get former players and they're there on name alone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't maybe work as hard, or they just don't understand the aspects of like what it really takes to be a top D1 assistant. And so when I got to K-State, I was like, oh, anxious to see how Chester is on this side. And I was blown away. I really was. I'm not just saying that. He is an extremely hard worker. You take his work ethic on the court and immediately translate it to his professional career as a coach, and that's the exact same type of person you're going to get. He's very consistent in that, and he works at it and extremely hard. He lives it every day. He's got a passion for basketball, and that's been his whole life. It got him out of the projects of Baltimore, and he'll sit there and tell you, like, who knows where he could be without basketball, without a Coach Weber, somebody like that. So I think he takes it very seriously, and it really shows in how he coaches.
How did he relate to players? How did he develop players? Because, I mean, we look at that run, 5 tournaments in 7 years at Kansas State. You know, Bruce, Illinois fans can think whatever they want. He's a very good coach and has had a pretty good run
right
at Kansas State. How was Chester a part of that in developing them?
Yeah, it all goes to he works hard and extra with those players before and after practice. And he always does it to where it's a competition, because he is one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. That 2004-05 team had a lot of competitors on it, and you add Chester right into that mix. He is right up there with them. He made it fun for them to where, you know, everything doesn't have to be into a box. Coach Weber, sometimes he has his own quirks. He knows exactly what he wants to do. This is the way we're going to practice. But then Chester might pull them aside. Let's work on your step back. Let's do this. Let's do that. A little bit different than what Coach Weber would have done during the course of a normal practice. And I think that really helped, because these kids, sometimes they're not robots. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you try to make them be robots, they could have all the talents of the world, but their talent does not shine. I think that's one thing that Chester does very well. He allows them to get out of that box, coach them a different way. And they really, one, like it. They respect him. And at the same time, they become really good competitors, because he is basically in the drills with them, getting them better.
You mentioned that, like, he's not that far different in age. I mean, Chester's my age, and while I couldn't keep up with these guys, he is a finely tuned athlete, or used to be at least. How did that help
him?
How did that help him?
I think tremendously, because, like I said, he'll still get in sometimes when it's his scout. Like, at K-State, he would run on the scout team on the other side, and he would run point guard.
Really?
And, yes, and be right in it. He would call the plays. He'd draw the plays for the scout team, and then he would go and actually physically do it with them. And he just – I think more than anything, he just wants to compete. I'm sure he misses that itch of actually playing. But at the same time, it's getting his guys ready and tough, because he holds nothing back. Just like when he was a player, he's going in there, he's going 110 miles an hour, and he's trying to beat you. He's trying to win. And I think, again, it translates over tremendously, because the players just respect him. Like, this dude out here, you know, busting his butt, trying to get us better, they see that, and he's like, he's for us. Like, he really cares. And I think that's another thing that just goes to show you what he can bring to the table as a coach.
Do you got any stories of him, like, knocking out a Wundu or Dean Wade or anything like that?
I guess not knocking out. He always was cognizant of who he was around, what he should be doing, what not. But if there's a loose ball, he's diving on the floor. I don't care. And he'll dive. And if you don't dive for that ball, he'll get up and say, you know, could hurt yourself. You got to dive for the ball. You go for your legs. That's your problem, not mine, kind of thing, you know. And it, you know, reinforced to the guys, you better get your butt on the floor and get these loose balls. And we would never stop a drill until that whistle blew. I don't care if the ball was 10 rows out of bounds. If somebody didn't have that ball in their hand, the drill is not over yet.
Yeah.
And he'd run up 10 rows and get that ball, and then the drill would be over. But another teaching moment, man, you all are sorry. You're going to let me, 33-year-old Chester Fraser, get that ball, and you guys are all standing here under the basket. And, again, it's just reinforcement and trying to build and instill that toughness into his players.
You know, when I started thinking of Chester as a candidate for Brad Underwood, you don't have to think so hard, right? Like, everyday guy.
You really don't.
Right? Like, toughness. Everything Brad is and was as a player and as a coach, Chester seems to epitomize that.
I totally agree, 110%. I think it's a perfect fit. You see those Brad Underwood videos of big road wins after – at Michigan or at Indiana in overtime, and he's running in that locker room and he's got both fists pumping. That's Chester Fraser. He will be right there with him. And that's what Chester lives for. So I don't think there could have been a better fit out on the marketplace right now. And to be able to say he's an alum of the same school, like, it is a home run for me.
How about as a recruiter? Because obviously he's recruiting to Kansas State and in Virginia Tech, which have under good coaches, good programs that make tournaments. But Illinois feels like a bigger deal. Like you're going to be in the mix for maybe higher prospects at Illinois. What did you see out of Chester as a recruiter? What stood out about him there?
Yeah, I'd say, again, from like you just reiterated, I think Illinois will be an easier place to recruit to for him. But to your point, at a K-State in Manhattan, Kansas, a little tough to get to. I mean, yes, there's an airport there, but most of the times you're flying into Kansas City, then driving 2 hours to get to Manhattan, town of 50,000, great college town, but just different. And it's hard to get kids in the middle of nowhere, Kansas. I mean, let's just be honest. And especially with KU right there, or within an hour away. And I just felt like he did a great job of finding those maybe on the cusp 4 stars, but really three stars, and where he knew exactly the type of player his coach needed in that system to be successful. And he found two guys, and one's going to have his number in the rafters at K-State, Barry Brown. He had over 1,700 points. He was basically a starter from the minute he stepped on campus as a freshman with Dean Wade. And he was an East Coast kid from Pensacola, Florida, or St. Petersburg, sorry. And he got another kid, Kamal Stokes, out of Baltimore, his hometown. Both basically started every game as a freshman. Now, they were under-radar guys. There weren't a lot of they probably had some mid-major offers, but not too many highs. And it was one of those, though, that Chester saw something in these kids, the way they played, the way they competed, the way they didn't pout when things didn't go their way. And he knew exactly that's what K-State needed within Bruce Weber's offense. And both were 1,000-point scorers. And like I said, Brown had over 1,700 points and will probably have his number retired. So he just has a knack for that, and I think it's gotten better since he's been a coach. It's hard to go out and, yeah, they might know your name because you were a former player. Oh, I know he played at Illinois. But, you got to make the connections to get players. That's what it's all about. They're just not going to hand over players to you. So, especially with a lot of competition at a high major school. So I think that's one thing he's really gotten better with, and it's come with time, is learning how to recruit. Finding the right kids for a system, and then kind of closing in on them and getting the deal done.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, how much do you think it does matter that Chester is an alum? Like how much does that work on the trail, or with alumni? I'm sure they're pretty pumped about this, but how much does that matter?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say in the grand scheme of things, it certainly doesn't hurt. Is it everything? No, but I think it's just more of a fit with his head coach, and knowing that, a fit for the system, who he's trying to go after. And at the end of the day, I mean, you would like your head coach to be the closer. no matter who is in assistant in that spot. But yeah, I understand that, you know, assistants sometimes take the lead. They have the relationship and they can get it done as well. But I do think at the end of the day, it helps because he's able to look those recruits in the eye and tell them, I lived it every day. This is where I grew up. This is where I became a man. Mm-hmm. And this place and this university will give you a chance to be successful. Look at me. You know, I'm from the projects of Baltimore, and I'm now an assistant at the University of Illinois. I've won European championships. I've won Big 12 championships. I've been in the NCAA tournament, and I never can say I've won a championship here at the University of Illinois, and I want to go get it. Help us do that. And so I think in that regards, it helps tremendously because, you know, he's proof.
Yep. And last one for you, Matt, like you've been around some successful head coaches. I'm just wondering, do you think Chester has that? He's got the successful head coaching kind of makeup.
I really do. I think he does because of his work ethic. At the end of the day, he's always going to find a way to get it done. It just is instilled in him. He's a bulldog. He's a competitor. He wants to win. He's a really good up-and-coming coach. He's young. He wants to learn. He's going to do everything he can to learn. And I just think he's an overall good dude that really, this is his passion. This is his life. And he's going to try to take it, let it take him as far as he can. And I think eventually he's going to get that chance. I think he deserves that chance. And I'm, you know, excited for him and look forward to seeing what he can do with it.
Matt McCumber, hey, thanks for the insight on Chester Frazier, man. I think a lot of Illini fans are pumped about it.
No, yeah, no problem. I appreciate you having me on, and look forward to watching him throughout the year, and hopefully getting down to Champaign at some point to see him in his new digs.
Great stuff from Matt McCumber. Appreciate the time from Matt and Trent Meacham as well, giving you, the Illini fan, a little bit more insight into your new assistant coach, who, as we talked about with both Trent and Matt, I think makes a lot of sense just philosophically and just to the core and to the soul of you with Brad Underwood. Just makes a lot of sense to me. And it seems like I think he might be even underrated as a recruiter, both in his ability to scout and develop talent, as Matt talked about with his guys at Kansas State, but also the way he can connect with players, I think is going to be pretty good for Illinois. And the way he can sell the experience of Illinois, I think is a positive. So I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it's a really, really solid hire for Brad Underwood. We'll see where he goes next. We got our hot board updated. You can check that out at IllinaiInquirer.com. And whenever news does become official, of course, we'll have the latest at the site, as well as breaking it all down here on the podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you don't already, follow our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also give us a nice review. We appreciate that. Rate us and review us. It helps us out wherever you get those. Everybody, have a great day. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you next time on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.